The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's Word.
Hallelujah. If you are clapping for Jesus, let's do it some more. To the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the I Am That I Am. Are there youths actually in this house tonight? The glory of the youth is in their strength. If you are still a youth, come on. Let me feel that you are in the house tonight. Let me hear it shout. Let me hear that shout. Let me hear that shout. A shout of glory. A louder shout of glory. A bigger shout of glory. Is here. To God alone be all the glory. IYC 2024, position for the top. Position for the top. IYC 2024. Now let's take it. IYC 2024. Position for the top. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands, let's honor God and thank Him tonight. What a privilege to be in His presence again tonight. Give Him all the praise and all the glory. What a privilege to be here. What a good God He is to us. Can somebody thank this God from the depth of your heart? If you have seen the blessing of the Lord in your life since the last conference, let God hear your voice of thanksgiving. Worship Him, adore Him, celebrate Him. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the honor. Worship Him from the depths of your heart. Give Him all the honor. Bless His holy name. Give Him praise and glory and honor. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are faithful. We are still thanking God. Don't be casual. In your place of thanksgiving, give Him praise, give Him glory, acknowledge His love to you, acknowledge His kindness, worship Him from the depth of your heart. Father, we worship You, we give You praise, we worship You, we worship You, we worship You, we give You praise, we exalt Your holy name. Blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have worship. Before we go further to worship for another minute, I wanted to identify some things that God has done for you as a youth. Maybe you have escaped one thing or the other. Maybe God has preserved you in one way or the other, preserved your life. I wanted to go ahead and acknowledge God. Acknowledge God for your result. Acknowledge God for where your life is right now. Acknowledge God for His help in your life. Acknowledge God for His support in your life. Give Him praise, give Him glory, give Him honor. Acknowledge His grace, acknowledge His hand. Give Him all the glory, give Him all the honor. Bless His holy name. Acknowledge all He has done for you.
Lord, I worship You. I worship You.
ahead and thank Him tonight for the privilege to be here. Thank Him for your life. Thank Him for where you are right now. Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him for His grace. Thank Him for His love. Thank Him for His assistance. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Can I hear a loud amen? In a minute, you'll be speaking to God. Father, this is the encounter night, the first night. Meet with me personally tonight. I'm not here to watch anything. I just want to meet with you. Give me an encounter that will take me to the top. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Give me an encounter. An encounter that will make my life to count. An encounter that will take me to the top. An encounter that will reposition me. An encounter that will reposition my life. Labrado shakatabala badabagada. Lepakaza palanete kerebia. Shabakataya pakaraba. Give me an encounter tonight.
Give
me an encounter tonight. I desire an encounter in my life, in my marriage, in my studies, in my education. Give me an encounter. 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 Give me an encounter.
Thank
you, Father. Blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, we thank You. Thank You for Your loving kindness. To You be all the glory. Thank You for the first day in this program. To You be all the glory. Thank You for all You have done for us since the last conference. To You be all the glory. Tonight, Father, as we go in deeper into Your word tonight, send Your word to us in the name of Jesus. While the word is on, give each one an encounter of a lifetime in the name of Jesus. Let no one on ground, online, go back the same in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. Speak through me to bless Your people tonight. Blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You were blessed by those wonderful ministrations that we had tonight. And the first word charge will also bless you like it blessed me. Come on, give Jesus a big clap. Can it be bigger and better to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Please welcome at least two people and tell them welcome to this conference. And then please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the first night in this conference. And I want to thank God for this privilege. And I know that the God who has sent me to you will bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. We have so much to do tonight, so I'll try to be as fast as possible. I don't intend to use all the time given to me. So I intend to be fast so that I can complete what we have to talk about tonight in this first night. And I know God will bless you in Jesus' name. Positioned for the top. And this will be the first part of this message. Positioned for the top. The destiny of all believers is the destiny of the top. Somebody will say, if all believers are the top, who will now be below? Others who are not among us, they will be below us. In Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13, Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13, I want us to read that scripture together. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13, 1:2 go. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. That's the major anchor scripture that will be helping us throughout this message. You are meant to be a global citizen. You are not meant to be a local champion just on your street or in your state. You are meant to be at the top. And there's a provision already made for you, for your destiny to be at the top. God wants you to be at the highest place. The top is also seen as the place or the path where the best is. The top is the place of excellence. The top is the place of shining, just like the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. That ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. It says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it be given light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16 says, let your light so shine before all men, not just your village people, not just those in the corner. Let it shine before all men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father that is in heaven. That will be somebody's testimony here in the name of Jesus. So you are destined for the top. You are destined to shine, not to struggle. You are destined to be ahead, far ahead, that your mates will not even be able to see your brake lights. And that will be somebody's testimony. By the time this conference is concluded, that will be your position. Quickly tonight, what are some facts about the top? A, every believer's destiny is the top. Every believer's destiny is the top. David, Joseph, Daniel, Nehemiah, Esther, we're all at the top. And you see, when we are talking about being at the top, a lot of people will probably think that we are talking about preachers. Joseph was not a preacher. I hope you know that. Joseph was not a preacher. Daniel was not a preacher. Esther was not a preacher. Yes, she was at the top. So because a lot of people say we are at the top and then we are in the church, they say maybe we are talking about being a pastor. Or these people I'm talking about were not pastors. Yes, they dominated. Daniel was a president. Yes, he was a fugitive before. Joseph was a nobody before. But suddenly, his level changed. That is how somebody's level will change in this conference in the name of Jesus. Number two, the B part, the fact number two, or B, is that you are destined to make progress. Because without progress, life becomes a burden. Every believer is destined for progress. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the just like a shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. C, fact about the top, is that being at the top is a choice of the wise believers. Being at the top is a wise choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, both thou and thy seed, that thy seed may live. There is a choice. The choice to be at the top, the choice to do well, or the choice to be on the floor. You have a choice. Somebody say, I will make the right choice. Somebody say, I will make the right choice. D, fact about the top, is that what God has done for others, he can do for you also. The great things that God has done for others, the high place that God has taken others to, he can take you there. And he will take you there. I say you will get there. I say you will get there. That place that somebody is now, you are envying that person, you will get there and exceed it. That level where somebody is, I say, I wish I was on this level. You will get there, you will exceed it. I'm prophesying for somebody tonight, you will get there, you will exceed it. E, fact about the top. There are steps to take to get to the top. Nobody suddenly finds himself at the top by chance. There is no possibility without responsibility. You cannot get to the top just like that. Just say, I don't even know how it happened. I just said that I'm now at the top. It doesn't happen. There are things to do. No one stands out without a standard. And so you must know that there are principles that make principal people. There are things to do before you can become what you wish to be. You don't just wish, and I wish, and I just wish, and I just wish. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I just wish to be there. I just wish. There are steps. There are principles. There are things you must do to get there. And as you take those steps, I trust God that you will get there in the name of Jesus. An F fact about the issue of the top is that it is the floor that is crowded. The top is open and free. It is the floor, the common men that is plenty. Those at the top, very few. Hello. How many of you know that poor people are more than rich people in this world? How many of you know that? Yeah. How many of you? One of my daughters is here. I just saw her just now. She came to see me like a week or plus ago. And then we're talking. And then she told me that in her department in school, we finished from the same school, first degree. And she was telling me that in her department, she was the only person that graduated in her department, in her set. All the others, they have carryover. Only one person. I understand the dynamics of that particular school because they like to sometimes frustrate students and all that. But for somebody to be the only person in a department that graduated in a set, you know that is what we are talking about. It doesn't matter how many people cannot make it in your generation, you will make it. It doesn't matter how many people cannot move forward, you and your children will move forward. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. She told me that when they told her that she come and collect job in that school, she said, "Hey, I'm not taking job. I know what it means here. Come and come back for your masters or come back." I say, "Ah, I know it's not." I pray for you. Nobody will be able to frustrate your life. Nobody will be able to frustrate your life. Quickly tonight, wonderful people, I want to show you very deep secrets that will position you for the top. We'll take as many as we can tonight. I have about 12 of them tonight. But I'll see how far we can go before my time is up. And I trust God that your life will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. We'll just set this foundation and then we'll go on in other services as God gives us the opportunity to be able to do it. Number one, how to position yourself for the top is love God / serve God. If you are ever going to be at the top, you need the help of God. And only lovers of God secure the help of God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. People cannot imagine where you will get to if you are a lover of God. Anybody that sees you love God, and think that it is over for you where you are now, they are just deceiving themselves. If you love God and you are at a level now and somebody is looking down on you, what a blind fellow. What a blind fellow that cannot see that the future is still very bright for you. Every lover of God has a potential for the top. Everyone that has made up their mind to love God and to serve God. That's why he use your youth for the glory of God. Don't waste your youth. Don't squander your youthful years in the soccer way. Use it for the glory of God. Use it to love God. Use it to serve God. Exodus 23 verse 25. You shall serve the Lord thy God. He will bless thy bread and thy water. He will take away sickness from the midst of thee. The more you serve God, the more you qualify for his blessing. You have never seen the end of a man who truly loves God. Anytime you say, they have gotten to a place, they just started. When they get to this, this one is very great. You will still see yet another one. The last testimony they saw in your life will not be the last one. The last breakthrough they saw in your life will not be in the last one. Listen to me. When you become a lover of God, the way your life will be going, people cannot understand it. You won't be looking at it. Maybe she has something she's doing. Maybe she has, it's not something. There's nothing you are doing except that the heart that you have for God and for his work has propelled you and positioned you as a lover. If you are married to somebody, automatically the benefits that you have, automatically that person also enjoys from it. I can't have a car now. I say, this car is special. My wife can't drive this car. This car is only me that can drive this car. Forever, it can't happen. For what reason? Anything, either it is car, either it is house, either it is anywhere, anything. Free access. That is what happens when you love God with passion. And that was the secret of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 3. The Bible says, and Solomon loved the Lord. That was his qualification. He loved the Lord. He was walking in the status of David, his father. Because of this love, he sacrificed to God. That was the secret of Solomon. He loved the Lord. May they say that you love the Lord. I say, may they say that you love the Lord. That will be somebody's testimony here. You know, no lover of God can end on the floor. You can't trample on a lover of God. You can't embarrass a lover of God. If you try to attack the lover of God, even in your heart, is death. Because these people are defended by God. It's God that defends them. For somebody here tonight, may the spirit of the baptism of the love of God be imparted into your life tonight in the name of Jesus. If I stop here tonight, I've preached already. If I stop at this loving God to position, I've preached already. If I don't talk the remaining 11 points, I've preached already. Because this is what will change you. This is what will transform your life. Every lover of God, we always get to the top. He did it. That love brought Joseph there. That love brought David there. That love brought Esther there. That love brought Job there. It will reposition you also in the name of Jesus. Number two, how do you position yourself for the top? Are you ready for this? Possess a vision and purpose. Possess a vision / purpose. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I will answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the table, that he may run that readeth it. Verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end he shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Anyone that will get to the top must have a purpose for living. Visionary living. In one of the places where I normally like to work, one of the offices where I work, there's a corner there I put there. All I put there on the board there, always have a visionary packaging. There's a packaging that is visionary. There's a way you dress, and you know this person is a visionary.
He's not just dressing like a tout. And you say you are positioned for the top. How? Where? How did it happen? What you cannot picture, you cannot capture. You must have a dream. Joseph had a dream. Genesis 37 and verse 9. He had a dream, and he dreamt yet another dream, and said, and told it to his brethren, and said, "Behold, I have a dream, and I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. I have a dream that all of you bow to me. That's my dream. The sun, the moon, the father, the mother, all of you, sir, with due respect, you bow to me. That is the dream. That's the purpose, that I'm going to be at the top." That will also be somebody's destiny in the name of Jesus. You cannot achieve what your heart cannot conceive. And what you don't see, you can't seize. You cannot just live by chance. Many youths just live by chance. Whatever comes, anything that comes. I'm in cryptocurrency today. I'm selling land tomorrow. Then by next tomorrow, I am selling weave on. Then by next tomorrow, I'm selling lipstick. Then by next tomorrow, I'm doing Zobo. Then what are you doing? What kind of purpose are you proposing? That's purposelessness, visionlessness. You must have a direction for your life and have it early. Live purposefully. Anyone who lives purposelessly will be useless. Look at the life of addicts. No purpose. Just wake up in the morning. What do I do today? Give me alcohol. Look at the life of prostitute. Just wear one shotgun. And then you swing it here, you swing it here, you swing it here, you swing it here, you swing it here. Somebody will say, come now, babe, see your sweet legs. Then, they will, how much? Then, say, how much do you want to? You now begin to negotiate. Negotiation of your destiny. And then I say, okay, 100,000. Then you say, 120. Say, okay, let's go. You that you are supposed to be handling 120 billion, you are negotiating your destiny of 120,000. Visionlessness destroys most youths. A lot of times, I just see some people, I laugh. You know, there's a craze now. Youths now with tattoos. You see men, they will do their hair somehow. Do their hair like ladies' hair. Where do you have the time? You show your sense is freezing gradually. You have the time to braid your hair like woman. How come? Where did you have the time? Where is the time? Where have I even time to sleep? There's no time to sleep. Body is saying, oh yeah, go and sleep. There's still work to do. You are braiding your hair. Umashio. How come? How did you get to that level? How did you degenerate to that level? How did your life come so low? How did you degenerate to the level where your life has no purpose, no meaning? And you want to get to the top? You can get to the top, but it will be the top of a pot. They will put pot there, you stand on it. That's the peak. My friend, possess a vision. Drunkards have no vision. Addicts have no vision. Robbers have no vision. You don't just live anyhow. You live with purpose. You live as a visionary. Your task, you focus on it. You bring something out of it. Not that you are just swerving like this. Your friend just comes to you, let's go there, you go, let's go there, you go. You just be moving aimlessly. Somebody say, I'll be a visionary. I will live purposefully. Number three, how to position yourself for the top. Are you ready for this? Possess a heart for the top. Possess a heart for the top. Listen, friends, nobody gets to the top without a heart for the top. In Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, there's a story there of a man who had palsy. He was paralyzed. And the Bible says that Jesus got there and was teaching. And the place was crowded. Nobody could access him. And then he and his friends, they found their way. And the Bible said they broke the roof. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy. Verse 4. And when they could not come near, because the place was jam-packed unto him, for they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed. They broke the roof. They carried the guy to the roof. Jesus had to look at us. What's going on here? What is happening here? They let down the bed where the sick was and laid it there. They had a heart for the top. They did not allow anything to hinder them. They did not allow anybody to tell them that it's not possible to get to the top. They did not allow anybody to tell them that it's impossible for them to do well. Stop looking at obstacles. Stop looking at things that are not possible. Start looking at possibilities. God will not consult your past to determine your future. But you need to have a heart. A heart for the top. Your heart must be ready. The top is not for jelly-hearted. The top is not for faint-hearted. In Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14, Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14, the Bible says, I count not myself, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth on those things which are before. Verse 14. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's the heart. The heart that presses. Don't allow your heart to go down. Don't allow the circumstances of Nigeria to tell you cannot do well. Most failures start from the heart. If your heart is strong, you can make it to the top. If your heart is strong, you can make it. That's why you should spend time building yourself. You spend time. The greatest investment you can give is the investment on yourself, on building yourself, preparing yourself for the top. The youthful years is not years of gallivanting. It's not the years of wastage where you cannot account for your time. Where out of 24 hours, you waste 18 out of it doing nothing. Where your heart is jelly-hearted. I see somebody here possessing a brand new heart today. I see somebody here possessing a brand new heart today. Do you know that when God places a vision in your heart, most times there's no one around your pocket when he gives you a vision. You need to have a heart before you can get it done. A lot of times when God tells you, you don't have money. You won't have the money. But because he has built your heart for the task, you are able to accomplish it. Many youths here will hit global news. Your result will hit global news. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready for number 4? Associate correctly. To position yourself for the top, associate correctly. If you want to get to the top, you must associate correctly. No friendship leaves you neutral. It either drains you or inspires you. A wise man said, show me your friend and I will tell you who you are. In Proverbs 22, verse 24 and 25, 24 and 25, Proverbs 22, 24 and 25, he said, make no friendship with an angry man and with a furious man that shall not go. Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. What that means is you always pick what your people that are close to you, the way they behave, you will pick it. Friendship influences you. There is influence in friendship. There is communication in friendship. It is time for you to become selective in your association. When wrong people leave your life, wrong things stop happening in your life. When the right people enter your life, right thing begins to happen in your life. In Romans chapter 16, verse 17, Romans 16, 17, he said, now mark them which cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which we have learned, and avoid them. He said, mark anybody that goes against the stipulated thing that God has. He said, mark them, avoid them. Cut them out. When God wants to bless you, he will put a person in your life. When Satan wants to destroy you, he will put a person in your life. Anytime God wants to bless you, he will place somebody in your life. Anytime Satan wants to destroy your life, he will also introduce somebody into your life. That's the way it works. So your friendship is not just, she's just my friend, he's just my friend. That your friendship is affecting you gradually. It's affecting your life gradually. It's affecting your destiny gradually. And let me tell you this. Don't ever be a friend to a person who does not respect or protect your assignment. Don't be a friend to somebody who does not respect or protect your assignment. Anybody that doesn't care about the success of your assignment or doesn't care about your person and the success of your purpose is not your friend. True friendship is somebody who protects what belongs to you and what is your in your assignment, as it were. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless everyone in the name of Jesus. And this is where a lot of people miss it. Anybody that you see smoking is a friend that introduced them to smoking. Anybody that you see doing there was a time somebody that I know, not a member of this church, was involved in homosexuality. And then the person was telling me that another friend, a lady, was the one that introduced her into it. And before she knew it, it became a very serious issue. Until her mother got to know and they had to break them by force. Thank God for good mothers. May the Lord bless all the wonderful mothers in our midst in Jesus' name. God had to use the mother to tear because they were so, the thing was so serious. I don't even understand how some people do it. A man will now be touching another man with your hard bone. Hard bone and hard bone. Hard flesh. A lady too with is what they call inyama. Because men, we are very tough. A man will now be touching another man. What kind of thing is that? Don't be a friend to somebody who has no purpose or vision, or somebody who is not ready to go to the top with you. You cannot be an ego person and then you are crawling with a chicken. It's always not possible. You know, one day I heard a story of a little egg of an eagle that was placed with chickens. So the chicken hatched both the eagle and the chickens together. So the chicken and the eagle used to, the eaglets, the little chicks and the little eaglet, they used to play together. Whenever the eagle is flying, wants to pick them, they will be running away together. One day, the eagle, the little eaglet, now saw that, this thing that we are running away from, we look similar. We look like we are similar somehow. So he just said, today when others are running, I will not run. So when others were running, he just did like this. And then that one just said, I've been looking at you. And they just joined each other and they just flew together and left. Be selective. Be selective in your friends. Be selective. You can have many people that you play with, but people that will qualify to come to your inner circle as your friend. There must be people that have values. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Number 5. How to position yourself for the top. Somebody been blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 5. I think the pastor that gave us a short charge. Check my notes more. because he spoke a little bit about this.
Be action oriented. Be action. You can't get to the top with all this inaction. Be action oriented. Life will never give you what you deserve, but what you demand. And demand comes through action. Action. Action.
You need to take bold steps. Amos chapter 6 verse 1. He said, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Nobody gets to the top or is sustained at the top without action. There are many inactive Christians.
If you will be at the top, if you will be sustained at the top, you must be a youth with action.
The elderly people carrying chair beside you, you pocket. You don't have action. You see things happening. You are not involved. God is leading you to a particular thing. You did not take action.
Don't be too relaxed. You need to push yourself.
No pressure, no pleasure. No pressure, no pleasure. You see, the way life is, you will feel pressure. You will start with some pleasure with your parents. Then you will give yourself some pressure. Then you will come back again to pleasure. Hello. That's how it works. If your life is only full of pleasure all the time, you are not a member of the top. You are not positioned at all. Things will come to your life that will give you pressure. Things will come to your life that will place you in a position whereby you almost want to get out of life. That this is too much. But you must never chicken out. Your action must be continuous.
If you are trying to break a wall and you start hitting it, 1, 2, 3, and then eventually, maybe it is after you have done like 70, or maybe the 70th now broke that wall. Do you think it was the 70th hit that broke the wall?
No.
It was from the first one. 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, 30. So it's not that you just take one or two steps, the thing it don't work, then you now say you're not chicken out. It doesn't work that way. Things don't work that way. You take steps. You continue to take steps. You continue to take steps. You feel tired. You rest more. You move on again. Hello.
Somebody blessed already shout hallelujah. You can't be folding your hands and expect things to change. Get up and do something.
Only those who make moves can make waves. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 2 to 3. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 2 to 3. The Bible says, and the Lord spoke unto me saying, you have come past this mountain long enough. Turn you not what? You have been going around this mountain long enough. This same you have been going past it. They say, now, move, my friend. Take steps.
If you are afraid to step out of the boat, you will never walk on water. 1,000 good intention is not as powerful as one action. 1,000 good intention. And I wish to talk to that lady.
You are wishing
until somebody else talks to her and then she's engaged. Now, you are now praying that the engagement should scatter. It cannot scatter. Because when you are supposed to have spoken, you not talk. Or she's now married. Now,
I heard the story of one guy. She wanted to talk to a lady, not talk on time. Then eventually the lady got engaged and got married. And they say, what's happening? Bro, why? You know, we say, my wife is now married to somebody else. Do you want your husband to die?
Say, the person I'm supposed to marry is now married to somebody else. What are you waiting? What were you looking at?
Hello. My friend, take action. 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 Take steps.
There are some of you, there are some trainings you're supposed to take now. You're not taking it.
You see, you get to a time in your life that all this training and going to school might not be as easy as it is presently now. You get to a point in your life that doing trainings, going, doing masters,
doing a PhD, doing certifications might not be easy. It's now that you are still in your 20s, you are still in your 30s, some of you are not even up to 20 yet. You now say, I'm 20 now. I will do it when I'm 30 something. When you are 30 something and you already have babies are crying here and there, mommy, mommy, hey, mommy, help me, mommy, hey, I want Indomie, mommy, I want cookie, mommy. Somebody say, take action. Now. Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Can I have your permission to move faster? Though I still have quite some time, but let's move faster. Number six. Steps that will position you for the top is walk in faith towards your goal. If you are going to ever be at the top, you must walk in faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Everyone that will be at the top must be a man or woman of faith. Faith is needed to change circumstances. Faith is an asset of inestimable value. No matter how bad things are, with faith they can change. It is with faith that you obtain a good report. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 2. Our elders, they obtained a good report through faith. And that will be somebody's testimony here in the name of Jesus. I said that will be somebody's testimony here in the name of Jesus. Faith makes you take risk. Faith makes you believe prophecy. If I fast from now till tomorrow, and I prophesy on you that God will bless you, and you don't have the faith to take enough step in the right direction, nothing. Just stay on your bed. Just say, Papa has prayed for me. He has prophesied on my life that my life should change. But you did not take any faith. Not take any step of faith. The proof of your faith is evident in your trust in God and in the pursuit of the unseen. The proof of your faith is shown in your trust. You can't tell me you have faith and you still have another option. You can't tell me you have faith and then what God told you, you did not take steps about it. Your faith is always obvious. Nobody, that's why Jesus will say, your faith has healed thee. Your faith, because faith is seeable. When people have faith, you can see it. One day, many years ago, one of our men here came to me that his wife had fibroid, had this, had that. A professor somewhere said she can't have a baby and she was pregnant or something. I said, he was talking. I kept quiet. I was, after some time, I just, no. So you have not been listening to me. You have not been listening to my messages. Because if you have been listening to me, you cannot be talking with doubt like this. My friend, no, I don't believe what they have said. Well, that fibroid and all those things eventually turned to a fine boy. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Many people, their lack of faith, they've killed their dream with their own mouth, even before the pastor even have any time to even prophesy. They did not believe. For example, if you are in Nigeria and you believe that nothing good can come out of here, honestly speaking, you have said it. You can't get anything. If you have said that nothing can come out of this place, you have said it. You have said what you want. Well, I believe for you and I, among those that will be at the top, you will be there. How many of you know that? But serious money is in this country. One of the best places to get, I've been to several countries in the United States, in America, North America, in Europe, African countries. I've been to several of them. I can tell you, not very few places can you get wealth like you have in Nigeria. You have the population. Even if it's only cake you are baking and they like your cake and people are buying it, you can become a billionaire from it. Because we have the population. We have the money in this country. The only problem we have here is mismanagement. You know what I'm talking about. where snake normally swallow money. Those are the challenges. But God is helping us in the name of Jesus. I say God is helping us in the name of Jesus. God is helping us in the name of Jesus. This country, because of us, you and I, will not collapse. I said this country, because of us, will not collapse. In the name of Jesus. Number 7 is clear barriers and adversaries. If you will get to the top, you must be aggressive to clear barriers. All barriers that want to stop you from getting to the top, you must clear them. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 9. For a great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. You can't get to the top without seeing adversaries. They are always there. Enemies. As you are now, at your age, you say, maybe I don't have enemies. It's a lie. Everybody has enemies. When I was in university, you know, my class, our class was a large class, accounting class. It was the largest class in the school. So they were doing award. I don't think I've ever told you this story before. They were doing award. So people were nominating. So they nominated me for some awards. So I sat down in class. I normally sit down like the fourth row. I don't sit at the back because of people that are NFAs that will be there making noise and disturbance. I will sit like third or fourth row so that I can see the class, see well, but I don't want to be in front also like an FICO. So some people were in my front, ladies. They were gisting. Hi, who you feel here? Who you feel here? So one of the ladies now said, now mention my name that I'm the person that they will feel for. I won't tell you the award. A particular award that involves ladies taking a guy home, something like that. So they now say, it's me you will feel there. And the other say, yes. One of them say, no. I won't feel him. Then they now ask her, why? Say, I just don't know. And I was at the back, I was listening. So all of a sudden, one of them just look back and tap the person we are talking about. I just smiled. Some people will just not like you for no reason. But that's their problem. That's the problem of their life. But if they now consider themselves as a problem, you clear. In Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, it says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. You can't come to a conference like this and remain at the bottom in class, at the bottom in the office, at the bottom in business, at the bottom in destiny. No! Somebody say, no way. You must clear your adversaries. And that's why the issue of using spiritual weapons is very, very important. The issue of using spiritual weapons is very important. The place of prayer, the place of regular fastings, the place of regular prayer, so as to clear the adversary. Your mommy and your daddy will not be there with you all the time, my friend. To get to a point, your mommy has to back out. I can't be following you everywhere. Your daddy has, my daddy, my popsy, my daddy, my papi. I have to leave you to your life too. Because they don't want to die young. Hello. Your portion will not be given to you via gentility. You must apply force. What you do not want, you do not watch. Anything you don't want, you don't just stand and be watching it. If you watch it, they will kidnap, they will keep you at this. Somebody called me some days ago. The person traveled and came to Nigeria. And then the person said he was in Ibadan somewhere. And somebody came to him and said, please, can you, my car has problem. Please, can you follow me there? Wanted to take the person, like a kind of kidnapping kind of arrangement. But then I shouted on the person, my friend. Because I don't know what I'm doing. Don't let them kidnap your destiny. Don't let them kidnap your destiny. Some of you, it's a long time you did 30 minutes of praying in the Holy Ghost. Some of you, as I'm talking now, you're already looking at the time. It looks like Papa has already spent more than 30 minutes. So, your mind is so limited in terms of the capacity to take something extraordinary. No use get anywhere without breaking barriers. Sometimes you have to be left alone. Sometimes you have to shut down your phone. Sometimes you have to wake up in the night. Sometimes you have to deny yourself food. Sometimes you have to ensure that distractions are taken away from you. Why? You are desperate to get to the top. You are desperate to occupy your position. You can't also be filing and also be doing things in the same way that others have to be doing it. If you are not different, you are not needed. So get yourself in tune, and the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Number 8, maintain divine presence. If you are going to be at the top, you need God's presence. Genesis 39 verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. That was Joseph's qualification. Genesis 39 verse 2. God was with him. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are going to be at the top, you need the presence of God. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. The presence of God makes all the difference in the life of a believer. To get to the top, you must give top priority to your relationship with God. People who toy with their relationship with God never go up. If they manage to get up, they don't stay up. There are many who were up before. They are no more up today. Why? They lost on God's presence. Yes, you might have made the mistake. Then you can go back to God. Like the prodigal son. Your relationship with God should be your uppermost in the most important relationship. Some people, it's their husband or their wife or their job that is the most important relationship in their life. The most important relationship is your relationship with God. That should be your most important relationship. It must be unbroken. No marriage in heaven. You must ensure that relationship with God, knowing God for who he is, spending time with him, will make all the difference in your life. And the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Despite Joseph went through, all Joseph went through, he took away his garment, a cloth of many colors. I hope you know that. They took away his freedom. They put him inside prison. They tried to take away his peace. But at the end of the day, they could not take God's presence from him. He still got to the top. No matter, I don't know what they are taking from you. I don't know what somebody has taken. Maybe a guy has taken something from you. Maybe your parents have done something that looks like they've taken something from you. Maybe your boss has done something that has taken something. No matter what life has taken from you, please don't let them take God from you. Don't let them take Jesus from you. That's your asset. Because if Jesus is not taken from you, you will still get to where you are going. Your lost years will still be recovered. And somebody's here tonight, that will be your story. Your lost years will be recovered. I say your lost year will be recovered. Does not matter what the devil has taken from you, as long as he doesn't take the presence of God, your life will still be okay in the name of Jesus. That's why don't pursue people, pursue God. Don't pursue people. This one, you must be my friend by force. You must be the person in my by force. Don't pursue. Pursue God. People will pursue you. Pursue God. Pursue God day and night. People will pursue you. Blessing will pursue you. And that will be somebody's testimony here. Amen. Number 9, maintain good character. If you are going to do well, maintain good character. If you get to the top, God cannot do anything serious with someone whose character is out of order. Character is one of the things that took Joseph to the top. Billy Graham said, if you lose money, you lose nothing. If you lose your health, you lose something. If you lose character, you lost everything. Once you lose, protect your character as a youth. Protect your integrity. Protect your good name. Protect your character. important.
Guys are not looking for what some ladies actually think that they are looking for. Yes, everybody wants his wife or husband to be attractive to them, as it were. But if your character is not okay, no matter how beautiful you are, you will still not be okay. So change your character. Improve on it. Work on yourself. You are working on your face with makeup to make it better. Why can't you work on your destiny to make it better? You are working on your hair as a man to make it better. Why can't you work on your character to make it better so that your destiny can be okay? The strength of your character determines the weight of your destiny. The height of your character determines the depth of your destiny. The strength of your character determines the weight of your destiny. The height of your character determines the depth of your destiny. Until your character is adjusted, your destiny cannot be established. Until your character is adjusted, your destiny cannot be established. There are some people that they have a character. When they enter a place, they just cause trouble. Everybody there will be fighting. Everybody, they have one bad character. Some people have a character that they cannot see money without taking somebody else's money. Many characters that we display sometimes are not of God, and it must be dropped if we want to be at the top. And for somebody here tonight, every negative character is dropped in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a loud amen. For many believers, the problem is not witchcraft, it's character craft. It's not witchcraft. I don't even know. Maybe it's witches. That's my. It's not witches. It's the character. The character is not okay. So it's looking as if it's witches that is possible. It's not witches. Just change your way. Change your character. Change your behavior. And you will see that things will work out. Somebody is here tonight. That adjustment is coming tonight in the name of Jesus. Number 10. Somebody blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. Well, should I stop here or we should just finish? Number 10, maintain excitement. If you are going to be at the top, you must maintain excitement. Wind don't carry stone. When you are too heavy or burdened, you can't get to the top. When you have too much, how many of you know that somebody who is carrying a bag or two of cement cannot easily climb up a staircase house like somebody who is not carrying anything, who is very light? Am I right? You know, they normally say that angels are very light. They fly. They just... Why? They don't carry burdens. They are always excited. Many believers are very heavy. Their heart is heavy with matters. Depression hinders elevation. Depression brings downward movement. Victims of depression don't enjoy elevation and acceleration. That's why in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10b, the Bible says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." So, true joy, you receive strength. Your wisdom and inspiration is at the mercy of your joy level. You can't get wisdom, you can't get inspiration when you don't have joy. Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3. Isaiah 12 verse 3. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. So joy is very important. Stop frowning your face if you want to get to the top. Frowning causes drowning. When you are frowning, you are frying your life. Stop frowning. Stop being sad. You are not the only one facing challenges. What you are passing through now is temporary. Refuse to allow anything to make you frown. Long face makes your journey very, very elongated. Something that should take you 6 months to complete. When you are frowning your face all the time, it can take 6 years. Somebody is here today. That will never happen for you in the name of Jesus. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Don't allow anything to make you sad. There's still hope for you. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4. For to him that is joined to all the living,
There is hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. As long as you are still alive, there is still hope for you. It's when you are not no more that you say, there's no more hope. If you have lost something, you can still gain more. I told you the story that when the first car I first bought in my life, I told you the story before, right? That somebody took it away. The first car of my youth and of my sweat in life. And you know, by my person, I'm not a careless person, as it were. By God's grace, I'm not a careless person naturally. I try to watch things very well. Before I gave the guy money, I went to his house, saw a picture of himself, saw a picture of his wife, saw a picture of his children, and then saw that he was a police officer. What else do I want? With a rank, and he did like this. I said, how can this one carry my... He's also into car dealer. Okay, carry, take the money. This is the car I want. He went, he came back, told me story. I said, I need my car. Went again and called me from there. That this is my car. I have to give him money to be able to bring it. I said, I will not give you money. The person that introduced me to you, I will give him money. I will give him transport to come to that country to come and see the car and pay the balance and then bring it. So I gave the person and the person traveled there. And then he said, he saw the car, koro, described it, everything. I said, God, car is coming. So the person came back, said he cannot walk, go travel with them. He came back to Nigeria, came back to town and said, I saw your car, I saw it like this, and we paid. I said, when is it coming? He said, so day. So anytime I hear pee pee, I say, my car has come. Anytime I hear somebody knocking the gate, I say, I'm on today. Lekuta barato skeliado. It's easy to say now and to laugh about. It was not funny at all. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that guy never returned back to this country. He left his wife and his children, and later he discovered I was not the only one. He packed many people's money and went to marry another person in the country where he was, and he was enjoying his life there. I don't know if he's still alive now. I heard eventually he was jailed in that country also. And many things happened to him. In fact, I heard the wife he left in Nigeria here is dead now. There are some people that when you cheat them, it's a problem. It's a problem. Because they are apple in God's eyes. Praise the Lord. Why am I trying to say that? Don't lose hope. What you have lost, you will still gain more. Don't lose hope. Your lost years will see come back to you. Somebody say loud, amen. As I begin to round up, number 11, be faithful. Be faithful. If you will get to the top, you must be faithful in all your ways. In everything you do, you must be faithful. Somebody say, I will be faithful. Somebody say, I will be faithful. A scripture just came to my mind just now. I pray for somebody here today. Receive that grace to be faithful in the name of Jesus. I say, receive that grace to be faithful in the name of Jesus. This is one thing that is lacking. Yes, that's it. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. Also in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 20, Proverbs 28 verse 20, the Bible says, a faithful man will abound with blessing. Proverbs 28 verse 20. A faithful man will abound. If you will get to the top, you must be faithful. God will never place a person who is not faithful at the top. He can get there through crooked means, but he will come down. You must be faithful. You must be trustworthy, especially in financial matters. The level of your blessedness is tied to your faithfulness. The extent of your blessedness is tied to your faithfulness. Never stab people in the back that you do business with. Never outplay your business partners. Never pocket their profit and pocket your own too. Refuse to double deal. Don't be on the side of this one and be on the side of. Be straight. If you are walking somewhere, give your boss rest. In Genesis 39, verse 2 to 5, you can read it when you get home. The Bible says, Joseph, his boss gave him everything. He did not look at anything. He gave, and nothing got missing there, including the boss' wife that offered himself to Joseph. Even the wife of the boss offered him free sex. He said, no, I can't do this. He was a faithful man. And shortly, he got to the top. You are the next person in the name of Jesus. I say you are the next person in the name of Jesus. On this encounter night, God himself will take you to the top in the name of Jesus. And lastly, before we begin to pray tonight, accept responsibility. Accept responsibility. If you are going to be at the top, you must accept Isaiah 52 verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 52 verse 1 and 2. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. From henceforth, there shall no more come unto thee uncircumcised and the unclean. Verse 2. Shake thyself from the dust. That's talking about somebody. Shake yourself from the dust, my friend. Arise! Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bounds of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Everyone that will be at the top must accept full responsibility. Being at the top is not my mama dash me something. Being at the top is not my mama dash me something. You must be fully responsible. When you are dodging responsibility, you cannot be at the top. Always learn to accept responsibility. Never give excuses for failure. You have to do what it takes to be at the top. Never give excuses for failure. If you fail, go back again and take responsibility. I've told you before, I failed before. But I did not remain a failure. I did not stay with failure. And if I did not tell you I failed, you cannot never know I failed before. When you get home, go and read John chapter 5, you know the story of that guy. He was somewhere for 38 years. He was supposed to put his leg inside the water. He did not do it. He said, I have nobody to help me. Okay, when the water came and the water was stirred initially, and then nobody was there to assist you, why didn't you put your leg permanently in the water? When they give you food, you are there. When they will take water, you are there. Just put your leg. So anytime the thing is stirred, you meet you there. You know, say, I have no man to help me. Jesus said, Benedake. You know, Benedake. Keep quiet there. Every man or woman that will be at the top, especially a youth, must take full responsibility. You can't be strolling on your phone. Strolling. And then you have strolled for 45 minutes, 1 hour. You are still strolling, and you want to be at the top. You have to take responsibility. Don't engage in self-pity. Take responsibility. Don't pity yourself. Don't pity yourself. If you pity yourself, sometimes you can end in the pit. Don't engage in self-pity. I don't want to stress myself. I don't want to give myself. I don't want them to know that. I don't want to give my... Don't pity yourself. Give it what it takes, my friend. You are getting old. Give your assignment what it takes. Give your life what it takes. Put in the time. Put in the work. Put in the season. To walk in self-pity is to stay in the pit. There's no greatness without responsibility. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody blessed tonight, shout a big hallelujah. Well, this is just the foundation night. We are trusting God that as we journey along in this conference, God will be releasing more things to us in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and thank Him for tonight. Give Him all the praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Give Him adoration. Thank Him.
Father, we thank you tonight. To you be all the glory. Just before we begin to pray, no movement at this time. We plan to shut down in the next few minutes. So no movement at this time. Now listen to this. To be at the top, you have to be connected to the ultimate person at the top, which is the Almighty God. No one can be sustained at the top without this connection. It is that connection that pulls you up to that top. You are here tonight, or you are connected to us in any of our centers, or you are in this auditorium tonight. Not that you are a bad person, as it were, but you just want to start again so that God can help you to get to this top. You want to make your ways right with God. Just where you are, I want to pray for you quickly. Just give me that privilege to pray with you, to agree with you that God will take you to that top and establish you there. You want to give your life to Jesus? Anywhere you are right now, I want to pray with you. Just where you are standing, just lift up your right hand. Or you want to rededicate your life. That is, you've been born again, but you know, just a little mistake here and there, and you want to rededicate your heart to God tonight. All heads bowed. Just where you are standing, I want to pray with you right now. And I can assure you, the God I serve, that God, the only living God, will show up for you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and I will pray with you. Don't be the last person. In the name of Jesus. Just lift up your right hand, and I will pray with you anywhere you are. You want to rededicate your heart to God. Also, you want to break an addiction. You want to say no to a particular lifestyle. You want to say no to a particular way of life that can hinder you from getting to the top. You have tried on your own, but you could not do it. But you want God to help you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Just where you are standing, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Let the pastor pray with you. Let him pray with you. That is the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you, speaking to your heart. May you not miss that privilege. Now, lift that right hand. One. Also, you are here tonight. You've given your life to Christ in the past, but you cannot remember the date of your salvation. But you want to make today, 21st of November, that day. You want to remember that day for life. Also, you can lift up your right hand, and I'll also pray with you. You want to break an addiction. You want to say no to any lifestyle that does not glorify God in the past. You want a brand new, you want to be a brand new person in Christ Jesus. I want to also pray with you tonight. Just lift up your right hand, and I will pray with you. Two, you are online, you are on ground. God bless you. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Lift it up very well above your head, and the Lord will bless you. He will bless you. He will bless you. He will bless you. As I'm talking right now, the Holy Spirit is ministering to you. He's ministering to you. He's talking to your heart. He's talking to your mind. He's telling you, I'm giving you another chance. I'm giving you another opportunity. Don't lose that opportunity. Don't miss that chance. And as you do so, His grace, His blessings will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Your life will never ever be the same again. Also, you are here. If Jesus returns now, you are not certain 100% that He's going to take you, but you want to be certain. Also, just lift up that right hand, and I will pray with you tonight. I will pray with you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God lift it up above your head. If you are online, anywhere you are watching us from, I want to pray with you also. The Lord will bless you. The hand of the Lord is upon you anywhere you are watching from right now, in the name of. Now, with your right hand lifted, just where you are standing, say after me. With your right hand lifted, I'll just give you just 5 more seconds to take this all-important decision that will change your life forever. This all-important decision that will transform your life. For many come to church, but they know in their heart of hearts that they are still far from Jesus. There are still some things to settle. Tonight, settle that matter. Tonight, settle that matter. Tomorrow might be too late. Sunday might be too late. Next week might be too late. Tonight is the night. And as you do so, He will bless you. He will bless you. He will bless you. He will bless you in Jesus. Now, with your right hand lifted, say after me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Tonight, I have come to you afresh. Forgive me my past sins. As your daughter, as your son, afresh, I declare you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Thank you for attracting me to yourself tonight. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus. Keep that hand raised as I pray for you. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We pray that the same grace that has saved will bring about the establishment of these ones in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Ensure you see the counselors. Those online, send us a text, a WhatsApp to that number. Make sure you send this text, a WhatsApp to that number. And those on the house, ensure you see the counselors. And the Lord will bless you mightily as you do so in the name of Jesus. Well, we'll be praying for the next few minutes before we close for tonight. And I trust God that the Lord will bless us. How many of us are ready to pray? You see, I said in my course of my message that there are some barriers that you need to clear off if you get to the top. There are some things that must be cleared before you can position yourself for where you are supposed to be. And we're going to clear them tonight in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, I will make it to the top. In the name of Jesus, I will make it to the top. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray.
Pray
in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Say every obstacle,
every adversary
to my going to the top.
Every obstacle,
every adversary to my getting
to the top. Going to the top.
I clear them away. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. Clear them away. Every obstacle, every limitation. So my getting to the top, I clear them away. Every hindrance in my career, in my business, in my education, I must get to the top. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Say, where my parents
could not get to.
I will get there.
In
the name of Jesus.
That level
that my parents
could not get to.
I will get there. I will exceed it. Lift your voice and pray. In Jesus' name we are praying. Say, Father, take me to the top. And let the world ask me how I did it. Again, say, Father, take me to the top.
Let the world ask me,
how did you do it?
How did you do it?
Father, take me to the top. Let men ask me, how did you do it? Pray. Jesus' name we are praying. Say environmental powers, territorial powers, limiting my lifting, stopping my lifting, be wasted tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Environmental powers, territorial powers, powers of darkness, forces of hell. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Just before I declare the prophetic blessings for the night, I want you to speak to God on a particular area you want him to take you to the top. Go ahead and talk to him in 1 minute. Speak to him in specific terms. The Father, in this area, I want to get to the top. Talk to God right now. Talk to God right now. This is your own time. This is your opportunity. I must get to the top in this area. I must get to the top in this area, Lord. Father, take me to the top. Take me there. Take me there. I will not retain the glory. I will give the glory to you. I will not say I'm the one that did it. I will give the glory to you. I will not say it's my power that did it. I will give the glory to you. I will not say it's my strength that did it. I will give the glory to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Tonight, the first night in this program, receive that power to go to the top in the name of Jesus. Every limitation stopping you, be cleared off in the name of Jesus. Every hindrance, be cleared off in the name of Jesus. Every stumbling block, be cleared off in the name of Jesus. The grace to obey every of the 12 points of this opening night. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. You will not be disappointed. That level nobody has ever gotten to in your family, you will get there. You will exceed it. You will break new records. You will set new records. You will do well. I say you will do well. You will become the envy of your family. You will become the envy of your community. You will become the envy of the society. You are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.